Hey, Dan. Thanks for joining us, first of all. Tell us, I know it's relatively early in the week, but tell us what you see from this San Diego defensive front, some of their strengths, some of their weaknesses, and some of the areas of concern that you guys need to focus on this week.
Just early on, I mean, I know this is a good defense, and they've had a lot of success so far this year. And they've got good guys in their front, good pass rushers, direct like Greeny, and guys like that. So it's going to be really important for us this week to really focus on who we're playing against and just get to know those players. I mean, we haven't played them in a while, so, I mean, it's going to have to get familiar with that team again and get to know the players who we'll be facing and just put in the, the film study and have a good week of practice.
And then the Packers yesterday going up 13 points early kind of altered the game plan at all? Maybe you guys shying away from the run a little bit?
That's probably a question you have to take up with the offensive coordinator. I mean, for me, I'm just going to run the plays that are called. There was never a sense of panic on anybody from anybody in the huddle or on the sideline. So we were just going with the plays that were called and trying to just execute as best we could. And obviously there's some things that we need to fix and we clean up, and we're going to try to focus on that this week.
Did their front seven do anything different that you didn't see on film coming into the game?
No, I don't, not that I can recall. I mean, I feel like we were pretty well prepared for what they had and what they gave us. It was just a matter of execution, and we just didn't get it done when we needed it.
And then, lastly, the sack late in the game, that was the first time Brady was sacked since the Denver game. How much pride do you guys take in as an offensive line into not allowing any sacks? And then, at the same time, how tough is it to have that first sack happen in such a tough spot?
A lot. It's our job to make sure he stays upright, so especially being the last play of the game, that's not how we wanted to end our game. So, obviously, we got some work to do, and we're going to try to just move forward and make sure he's upright as much as we can.
Hey, Ben, could you talk a little bit about what you've seen out of Brian at center and maybe any improvements or anything like that as the season's going on? As a rookie, it's got to be tough just in the first season, and what you've seen out of him?
Yeah, Brian does a good job. I mean, he's a hard worker, and I'm really impressed with the way he conducts himself in the meetings and on the field. He's always got a pad of paper with him, taking notes, writing down things he can improve on. Even when it's little tiny things, he's always writing it down, and I know he goes back and looks at those things, and tries to focus on improving every day. I mean, he's got a lot on his plate. And he's in a tough position, but he does a good job, really, really working on his craft.
Thanks.
Dan, I want to kind of piggyback off that, but what kind of unique challenges did Brian face this year coming into really a fairly established group of guys on that offensive line, not only coming in and kind of breaking through and becoming a part of the offensive line, but being a rookie and being placed in such a role of, I guess, responsibility, working as the center on that group, as part of that group?
The challenge was being able to just prove himself that he could do the job, and I think that the opportunities that he was given to do that, he's done a good job, and he's developed the trust with the rest of us, and we just continue to get better working as a group together, and we'll just keep trying to move forward doing that for the rest of the season.
Dan, I asked Matthew this earlier. Can this week serve as sort of a team building standpoint, being away from home for 10 days and just being with the guys on the road?
Sure. It's definitely a feeling of training camp where we're all together, and it's important for us to not be distracted by nice weather, things that are going on out here, and realize that we have a job to do this week, and we have to treat it as much like a normal week as we can, and still prepare for the game that we have on Sunday.